think if you're in relicensing, or if you care about our returning salmon, we can put fish passage around those dams for a tiny fraction of what it would cost to change our Lower Snake River dams, a pittance, pennies on the dollar. We've also seen that we've been working on introduction on existing dams like Grand Coulee and Chief Joseph with the tribes, not against the tribes, but with them. We're actually reintroducing those fish, working on getting them back and maintaining Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee. We can do it in Idaho. We only have the need for a will. The other dams that this president and Senator Murray seem to ignore are the Skagit River dams. They block fish passage. They have a convoluted power system. Those fish feed directly into Puget Sound for endangered orca. Now, which is the salmon are going to be dinner first, the Skagit River or the Snake River? It's a very easy answer that the dams that have no fish passage should absolutely be a priority for recovery.